So what if you aren't one of the many lucky people out there lucky enough to own an Oculus Rift and an HTC Vive? You can play Steam VR games on your Oculus headset, but you can't play Oculus games on your Vive. Or can you? Our gaming correspondent, Sam Moscovich, says you can. He's here to tell us about it. Welcome, Sam.
Hello, hello. It's true. It is true. You could absolutely now play the games from one headset onto the other. The Genesis slash Nintendo style battle of two giant virtual reality rigs for computers rages loudly as of this week.
How? How can you do it?
Oh, so the way it works, there's just a little patch because essentially all that these virtual reality headsets are doing is reporting your X, Y, and Z axis of where your head is. The Vive goes one further and has those little hand controllers, but for Oculus games, you're just using a gamepad. That's a lot less data. So the idea is a guy looks in and sees, oh, it's sending this sort of specific headset XYZ three-dimensional data to the computer. I'm going to grab that and have that sent in such a way that Steam's OpenVR protocol can pick that up. So once that was put out there, I saw the files, went and grabbed them, and tested out a couple of Oculus releases on my HTC Vive headset. And sure enough, they worked really well. So well, in fact, that they fit into the HTC Vive system in a way where you could see those little blue grid lines that are exclusive to the Vive. The Vive, as we've talked about, is the one where you could walk around the room, almost run into your cat, things like that. With the with those little hand controllers, I hope my connection's okay. I swear I turned off all of my terrible background processes. and what happened was the guy who did this said he only did it for the releases that Oculus has put out for free. Now, if you decide on a whim, oh, I might want to buy an Oculus, you can go right now, sign up for an Oculus account, and get the free, there's a game called Lucky's Tale, which is a full-fledged platformer. It's pretty long. It's very solid. And I think Oculus is giving that away because they assumed in the past you would need the Oculus headset in order to run it. That's not the case now. So now people, if they for any reason have to have spent, you know, $800 for an HTC Vive, they've just lucked into at least a little extra accidental Oculus bonus in the form of that game for free, along with a couple of other cinematic demo apps.
That is really cool. So so obviously the Oculus Rift at release does not have the motion controllers. The HTC Vive does. Does this enable on some of those Oculus games that should, I mean, does this enable extra functionality inside them that you don't get on the Oculus version when you're playing
this
it inside the Vive?
Not at all. No, as of right now, if you want to play an Oculus game within the Vive, it's telling you sit down, grab an Xbox-styled controller. You're not going to have that hand stuff. You're not going to be able to walk around. Right. The best you can do is if you decide to relocate in your little virtual space that you'll have the little blue grid lines that warn you if you're about to run into a wall or a cat. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, it's just a chance at this point. You also do need to have specific controllers depending on the game. I found that the Xbox 360 controller that I have that plugs into a computer sometimes didn't work. So clearly, this is not this incredibly polished way to play Oculus games. Actually, Oculus gave us a statement after this report went live saying that they don't condone what happened. They're calling it a hack, and they're saying that if you do run this little patch, that they can't promise that your game will work as properly designed in the future. And the hack was the patch, as I like to call it, a patch, not a hack so much. But the patch that was released was designed for games that are offline specific. So my guess is you can actually currently take these patches and apply them to any game that's come out on the Oculus Store. The reason being they don't target the game. They target the engine, the 3D kind of rendering stuff that's beneath it. And the Unreal Engine and the Unity Engine are the most popular ones, and they're used for pretty much everything in the Oculus Store. So you can take whatever game or app you purchased, run it through the representative patch, and it should work. But I haven't tested that with any online games. It'll be curious to see if there's a cat and mouse game that comes from here on out, whether Oculus is going to go in sneakily, go in and take this out. Because it sounds like the reason that this all stuff didn't all work in the first place was because of licensing negotiations between the Oculus people and the Steam, HTC, Valve side of things in terms of these storefronts running in different ways. Remember, Oculus has a little background process that runs at all times. If you want to run any Oculus games, it runs a little blah, blah, blah server.exe. It just sits there in the background on your computer if you're an Oculus Rift user, whether or not you're using the Oculus. So I wouldn't be shocked if there was something about that requirement that the Valve and Steam side said, you know what, we don't want any of that required for use of our games. That's too obtrusive for us. But nobody's really speaking out specifically as to why they haven't, both PC sides haven't, you know, shaken hands and worked this out. So in the meantime, we've got some cat and mouse coming. I'm going to keep my eyes out on how these patches play out. Because I do think it's cool to own only one headset and be able to play stuff on both. Mm-hmm. And eventually, Oculus will come out with their own little hand track controllers. And it would be super interesting if that worked the other way around. If you could be an Oculus-only owner and jump into the HTC Vive selection of apps and games and all that. But, you know, there's so much about VR that's unproven already. We're only a few weeks into these things being in people's hands. And, you know, they're not really shipping that quickly anyway. So this is a very early going thing, but it is interesting that even in spite of these early days, someone's already said, you know what, don't tell me what the limit is. I'm going to go and make a patch.
Mm-hmm. So is there any danger to your Vive, do you think, by installing these patches?
Not at all. There's all they're doing is just sending a 3D game to a completely different kind of headset. They're rendering the exact same resolution. So there's not even a possibility that would somehow strain or burn or do anything weird to the LCD system. Because they use the same resolution, there couldn't be even the slightest bit of warranty harm. And in fact, Oculus didn't even go so far as to make that sort of claim, which is good, because that would have been laughable if they tried to say that this would have like set your HTC Vive on fire. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine, except it might just burn your eyes out.
It's mostly an issue of if the patch breaks and then you update it, then there could be some corruption in the updating process, and you know, you may have broken a end user license agreement by doing this, but right. I'm not so sure. They didn't go so far as saying that. They're just like, this is a hack, we don't condone it. So of all the, you know, corporate speak they could have chosen, they were pretty straightforward and simple about it, which I appreciate at any length.
Yeah, they could have come out and said, well, you just broke your warranty, or you know, or figured in some sort of language to that degree. So
yeah.
So you said there's going to be like a cat and mouse, so you don't really know if this will continue to work. But at this point, would you say if someone was trying to decide between the two, like this is enough to sway one way to the HTC Vive over the Oculus Rift?
You know, I wasn't lucky enough to get both headsets. I've only gotten the Vive. There's other staffers at Ars Technica who have both headsets. And I love it. I love the fact that I only need one, because really they're essentially as the headsets are doing the same thing. And I think it'd be really great for virtual reality in general for someone to be able to just get one. And then if I have the HTC guy and I want to pay Oculus for some of its games, I think that'd be great. I think everyone would make some money and this stuff would all keep rolling. Let's not forget, in maybe a year, year and a half, these could all be considered, you know, antiquated. I may dump the Vive for the Oculus 2.0 and want to keep all my stuff. You know, I don't want to feel like I have to buy a Sony TV because my Vizio TV is not being supported. And I think headset owners are going to feel the same way. But again, early days, maybe stuff will get unlocked. Maybe licensing agreements will be worked out. But for now, I'm playing Lucky's Tale for free, which is cool. It's a cool little cute platformer with a little fox running around jumping on little creatures. So that's fun by my standards.